This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Innovation and competitiveness feature.
Well, speaking of private equity and venture capital and all of those good things, a South African tech startup recently raised 431 million rand in funding. It's one of the largest disclosed amounts in the country in recent years after a leading US-based venture capital firm found a positive user review of its product online. Skynamo CEO Sam Clark is on the line. Evening, Sam. Just tell me a little bit more about Skynamo, this app that helps streamline the sales process for field reps.
Good evening, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show. So Skynamo is it's a field sales app. So we targeted at sales reps that are on the road, seeing their client base on a regular basis. And this is a sector of the market that's often overlooked, by the likes of the big CRM players. And this is the market that we service. We make an app for them and a management portal for management. And we really try to streamline their processes and make them more efficient.
So you're helping those sales reps out on the road by giving them what, iPads and allowing them to enter orders on the iPads that are all digitized? How does it actually work?
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. So it's iPads or Android pads. I'd say in South Africa, the Androids are definitely more popular, more cost-effective option. So we integrate with the accounting systems that the client would have. So this ranges from Pastel Partner all the way through Pastel Evolution, Cispro, SAP. I'm actually at the Acumatica conference at the moment. So we integrate with our ERP systems and we pull information from them, debtors information, price list, stock information, past invoices, buying patterns, and we make all of that available to the sales rep on the road. So the idea is that when the sales rep is in visits with the client, they've got far more information at their disposal, so they can have a much higher quality visit with the client and lead to more sales.
And that's really what it's about at the end of the day. We spend so much time on the manual stuff, transcribing things into emails or spreadsheets and then sending that off to sales managers and then another process. And it can waste a lot of time in a day. How much time? How much more efficient?
So every single sales rep also has their own format for their spreadsheets. So we often encounter sales managers who spend doing nothing other than collating information that's coming in different formats, trying to get it into a consistent format so that they can pass it upstream to executive management and to marketing that are trying to use that information. No. So it's a little bit about the efficiency of the sales rep, but it also just makes all that data available to the rest of the organization.
Now, tell me more about Skynamo. You've obviously been over in the States looking to raise funding. Five Elms was the VC firm that contacted you. But before that, how long have you been in business for? What sort of turnover are you at? How many do you employ? Tell me a little bit more about the business.
So we've been in business since 2012. We were incubated effectively by a group called the Alpha Wave Group based out of Stellenbosch. And they funded the early years of our development. We've been bootstrapped since about 2016, so we've been growing at our organic pace. And we've known for a while that we've got a lot more potential. So in about late 2018, I started looking for funds to raise funds. And I looked domestically, and I also looked in the UK, and I was looking in the USA. So really quite a long time to find the right partner.
To find the right partner. And as I said, then Five Elms contacted you. How did that happen?
So it's an amazing story. I mean, Five Elms is really a phenomenal company. And they were looking into the sector. And they were looking at the review sites, Capterra, those sort of review sites. And we compete with many of the American firms. We compete with them in South Africa. And so our reviews are on these sites. And they looked at our reviews. They liked what they saw. They gave me a phone call. They said, Sam, we'd like to learn more about your business. I happened to be going to the States. I had a ticket already booked 3 weeks after they gave me the call. I went to go and see them. And, chemistry was immediate. I think the Midwesterners a very similar business culture to, or much far more similar business culture than we have in South Africa.
So that's an important point because they're not a typical Silicon Valley VC. They're based in Kansas City, Missouri.
Exactly. I mean, they don't like to be called a VC. They're based out of Kansas City, Missouri. They've got funds and they invest only in B2B software. They understand the importance of company culture. They want customers that love software. So a big part of the due diligence process was actually assessing our company culture, how engaged the employees are. And we've got the most amazing team that's super engaged. And that feeds through to the clients at the end of the day. The clients love the product, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, in fact, on their websites, it says they have a strong anti-Valley approach. They don't believe in unicorn or bust, which is quite refreshing in this age of billion-dollar unicorns and the rest of it. 431 million rand, Sam, that's a fair chunk of change. What are you going to be using that money for?
It is an enormous sum of money. So we're very excited about the prospects. And we really, the big plan is to internationalize. So we're very proud of what we've built in South Africa, and we know that it's competitive internationally. To establish sales and marketing in places like the US is extremely expensive. So we're using the money first and foremost to expand. So we've established an office in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are expanding our office in London. And then we'll obviously be expanding our offices in South Africa to support the additional sales that we intend making.
Great story. I just want to, before I say goodbye to you, get your insights into what it's like fundraising in the States. And I'm sure many aspiring tech entrepreneurs or any entrepreneur really dreams of going and raising capital in the Valley or somewhere in the States. But America is a big place, Sam. Dallas makes three times as much money as our whole country. That's one city in terms of our GDP. What is your time looking for funding in a country where one city is so big taught you about looking for funds in the U.S.?
It's incredible. I think also just where the business cycle was when I was looking, capital is so abundant here that's looking for a home. Whereas in South Africa, we're in such a capital-constrained economy that we become used to that mode of thinking. Coming over here is mind-blowing. I mean, the VCs are all willing to see you. They make more time in their diaries. They've got all very specific investment mandates, so they're very quick to say no. I mean, if you know exactly what they're looking for, they just say no. But there's an abundance of them. You can easily spend 3-4 days just going from meeting to meeting to meeting. It's quite difficult. I did an investor speed dating event. It's very difficult to bring your company. You're putting the work of so many people on the line and exposing it. It's quite a big challenge. But it's really a vibrant economy. I think every South African entrepreneur should come here once a year just to get infected and get excited about what a really strong growing economy can look like.
And in terms of the business culture, I tend to find that South African business culture is fairly conservative or modest. We don't like to blow our own trumpet. I don't think that works in the land of bigger is better.
I did have to get some coaching. So I'm part of the Endeavor Entrepreneur Network, and they were really invaluable in helping me secure meetings. But also they got mentors that did some coaching. But because, as a South African, house business, we're doing okay. And when in this culture, you can't say that because then everybody assumes that things are going really badly.
Yeah.
You just need to be more confident and a little bit more bullshy about or bullish about the way you speak.
Yeah, you've got to have the chutzpah to go out and grab the bull by the horns over in Texas. But lastly, my producer tells me it's International IT Security Day. They have a day for everything, don't they? Now, you obviously have that front and center in your business because you're dealing with customer data that these sales reps are then submitting digitally back to wherever they submitted to. How do you approach your security and obviously working with the cloud every day? How do you ensure that your systems are absolutely secure?
Yeah, so this is extremely important in the modern economy, and so we've invested heavily into that. So we're ISO 27001 compliant. which is really the high, that's the highest secure data security standard that you can go for. So we went for the gold standard, and we secured that certification last year. Specifically with doing business in the EU, we've got clients in the EU. Once you're in the States, in California, there's so many laws that require processes of data to take security seriously. So that's our security goes from the physical security of our offices all the way through the cyber security infrastructure that we have in place in the cloud.
And that is a rigorous certification. I believe there are only under 100, I believe, ISO-certified companies operating in South Africa. So, Sam, thanks for sharing your insights into how you managed to raise almost R500 million from a US firm. And we wish you all the best in scaling aggressively from here. Take care.
Great. Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks for the opportunity to speak.